Welcome to the Small Batch edition of Pop Culture Happy Hour. I'm Linda Holmes. I'm the editor of NPR's pop culture and entertainment blog, Monkey See, and I'm here in the studio today with Glenn Weldon. Hi, Glenn.
Hello, Linda.
So the first thing that we have to talk about, I think, is the context for this broadcast, which, of course, was that on Saturday night into Sunday, very early Sunday morning, there was this mass shooting in Orlando at a gay nightclub on Latin night, and there was news coverage all day, and it was very complicated to sort of figure out, I think, for them what to do and how to handle it. They ultimately decided to hold the awards. I wasn't sure if they would.
They talked about not doing it, and there was lots of people saying. But then people like Audra McDonald said, essentially, screw it.
Yeah.
Screw you guys. We're gonna put this on.
Yeah. I think ultimately they made the right decision to me, although I would have understood it going either direction. What did you think of kind of where they wound up in the presentation on the show?
Well, they started with a direct address to the camera. I thought it was interesting to have James Corden,
the host.
Address the camera with the audience in the theater behind him as a way to say, this is the theater community speaking to you now. And what we're saying to you is that this theater community, and that's, again, the Tonys are about the theater community in a way that the Oscars are about individuals and the Emmys are about managers. The Tonys have always been about this very tight-knit group of people, show people and grown-up theater kids, weird, quirky kids who grow up to kind of do this thing that they love. And that was the text and the subtext last night. They've been talking about this in the show, in the Tony broadcast, for years now.
Yeah, there was a Neil Patrick Harris number that had a very similar theme.
Right, exactly. And there is a lot of crossover between queer audiences and theater kids. There's a lot of resonance there. And what happened last night was that we picked up on a lot of those resonances. If you had told me that I would be choked up sitting in my living room behind a Color Purple number, I would not have believed you. But Cynthia Erivo performed I'm Here, for which she won Best Actress in a Musical, and it had these moments in it. It's just a song about a woman standing up there saying, I'm here, I love myself, and it had so much more power than I think it normally would have.
I'm beautiful. Yes, I'm beautiful.
Yeah. I think for me, one of the things that I really appreciated about it was that it is, you know, this is what theater people do. Mm-hmm. Like literally the term on with the show, you know, the term the show must go on comes from them and their world. And so for me, when they had the number from Shuffle Along and Audra McDonald, who I believe is 45, recently announced that she's pregnant, was up there just like hoofing. I just feel like this is what theater is. This is what art is, in part, is it is a balm for people's souls. And I felt like it was very appropriate for them to go ahead and do the broadcast and dance and sing and have some joy, despite the fact that obviously everybody then has to go back and reckon with kind of their grief as well as you know, whatever they want to try to do in the world in response to all of this.
Yeah, I mean, it was a tough transition from Corden's opening address, which was very somber, to that opening number, which was filled with joy. But at the same time, it was also about theater kids. It was about the theater kid in himself. The message was, you could be up here with us. And they actually made that very clear when they brought out all of the Best Actor and Actress nominees for a musical, and they all sang along with him, you could be up here with us, including Jane Krakowski, who later on in the broadcast did some splits.
She's amazing.
Is she amazing? She was totally
cool. She's amazing. So let's talk a little bit more about the broadcast. So ultimately, this turned into, as you said in your piece, a Hamilton blowout, as a lot of people expected that it would. They didn't win every single thing they were nominated for, partly because sometimes they were competing with themselves.
Exactly.
Three of the nominees in featured actor in a musical were from Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, the winner was Daveed Diggs. I mean, understandably.
Sure.
Right?
Yep.
Lin-Manuel Miranda recited a sonnet that he wrote. You know, only that guy, right?
Yeah.
Like, only that guy could do that, and it would seem like such a normal thing to do.
Yeah, you kind of expected it because he's done this kind of thing in the past, and yet he hits a line like, and love is love is love is love, and it just hits you. It hits you in a way that I was not anticipating. I did not expect it.
When senseless acts of tragedy remind us that nothing here is promised, not one day, The show is proof that history remembers. We live through times when hate and fear seem stronger. We rise and fall and light from dying embers, remembrances that hope and love last longer. And love is 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 love cannot be killed or swept aside.
Yeah, the cast of Hamilton performed a little bit of History Has Its Eyes on You, mm-hmm. and then Yorktown. It was interesting. They did kind of one of the ensembles that highlights all the dudes, which is Yorktown. And then over the closing of the broadcast, after they kind of anticlimactically by that point won Best Musical, they did one of the ones with the women that kind of highlights the women a little bit more.
Yeah.
How did you enjoy the performance of Yorktown?
Oh, it was great. It was great. I mean, again, they conspicuously performed it without the muskets that are normally part of the show. I thought that was in good taste. And, you know, Barbara Streisand introduced the winning of Best Musical. She said, and this isn't her, right? This is whoever wrote her copy. She said, "Our joy is tinged with sorrow tonight." And I'm sorry, Linda Holmes, but words mean things. And tinged isn't the right word. Drowned, perhaps.
Yeah.
It just felt award showy in a way that this show is much more sincere than that. It has a beating heart. It always has. And that felt a little stiff. But I was prepared to dismiss a lot of these shows. Like, I had no preconceived notions about Bright Star. I did think, you know what Broadway needs more of? Banjos. That's exactly. But when Carmen Cusack performed, it won me over. I was not prepared to be won over by a bunch of banjos, but that was a really great piece.
Yeah.
And there was several scenes like that. And, you know, we haven't really talked about the dramas yet. Jessica Lange won last night. And Frank Langella giving a very good speech about what to do with sorrow was great.
When something bad happens, we have three choices. We let it define us, we let it destroy us, or we let it strengthen us. Today in Orlando, we had a hideous dose of reality. And I urge you, Orlando, to be strong, because I'm standing in a room full of the most generous human beings on earth, and we will be with you every step of the way. Thank you.
A play called The Humans also won, which has been getting a lot of great write-ups.
Yeah.
It was a night for release. It was a night for joy.
It was.
And the kind of ecstatic joy you can only get from seeing a bunch of people hoof it
on stage. I felt like it wound up being a night when I wanted musicals. And because early in the day, I was thinking, I don't even know how to go into a night that's supposed to be about my love of musicals.
Yeah.
But it wound up feeling really quickly. It wound up feeling really right. And so even the stuff, I mean, we were talking this morning about the fact that I was kind of glad that it was Hamilton when Hamilton feels like a show that has some heft to it,
right?
Both narratively in terms of its own story and then also its position in the story of Broadway.
Right.
I was happy that it was something being celebrated that feels weighty, but I also really appreciated, like, you talked about Jane Krakowski. You know, when you have a show like She Loves Me, it's very kind of traditionally what people think of as a Broadway show. It wound up being a time when it felt really right to me to kind of be enjoying all of this stuff.
How did you feel about the interstitial stuff when they go out of the theater, like the Ham for Ham performances do and perform for the crowd? For me, that felt a little dutiful. It felt like they were just hitting one verse of a classic Broadway number and then just cutting to commercial. It felt a little,
I think in terms of the actual substance of those pieces, you're exactly right. I think the substance of those was not nearly as satisfying as the fully stage numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Did it add to my sense that this was like a bunch of theater people who just said, darn it, we're just going to go out and do the best we can. We're just going to sing and dance and try to make people happy. It felt of the moment. It felt of the evening, even though I think you're right that if you were trying to get anything out of it, you know, was that the best way to hear, like, sit down, you're rocking the boat?
No, it wasn't.
But did I look at that cast and think, I kind of enjoy watching all these people I don't know, wiggling around.
And speaking of enjoying these people, we talked a little bit about Corden, but let's talk a little bit more about him, because I thought he fit the mood, the day, perfectly. It did not call for the kind of sardonic edge that Neil Patrick Harris would bring. It did not call for the aloof smirk that he sometimes brings.
Yeah.
It called for something much simpler. And again, you know, is he a layered performer? He's a showman. And
yeah,
that's kind of what was needed that night. And he had a really good joke, which was, think of us, the Tonys, as the Oscars with diversity, which I think was just landed. It just landed in that theater. And, yeah, we needed a release, and he gave it to us.
Yeah.
This tragedy cast a pall over the ceremony, and it also, I think, distracted. I think otherwise we might be seeing the beginnings of a Hamilton backlash right about now.
Yeah.
Because any time any single piece of property, any single thing takes up as much oxygen as a Hamilton has over the last year, I think there's a natural pushback. But I think this last night wasn't about Hamilton in a very real way. It was about something else. And I think that means that we're probably going to delay the pushback pretty soon.
Yeah. I think it was about theater and theater people and art and some pretty big things, but it also wound up being a pretty joyful show.
Yep.
Well, you can read Glenn's piece on the blog at Monkey See, and full episodes of Pop Culture Happy Hour are available every Friday at npr.org or on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Thanks, Glenn.
Thank you.